You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen, we like this guy. And every time I introduce him, now I really have to do it in person. And I don't think you've ever seen this.
I haven't.
Although I feel like I tried to show it to you once. Just YouTube, this nut job flying off the Knick bench in Phoenix, 1991. You were in street clothes.
Later. Probably 93.
He's in street clothes. Kevin Johnson and Doc Rivers get tangled up at half court. This maniac comes flying off the bench, throwing vicious hammers, and that maniac, who is no longer a maniac, Greg Anthony, is with us in studio.
That was an expensive time to be a maniac, let me just say.
The whole team was a bunch of maniacs.
It was. It was a great time, though.
What was the fine?
It ended up being almost $280,000, which back then was a lot.
Wait, 280 for you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, with the games, that was
a big thing. That's right.
Yeah.
So I think I ended up having, that was weird too, because what happened was I was injured already.
Yeah.
And so the way it works is you can't start serving your suspension until you prove that you're healthy. So I had to basically fake that I was healthy and pass the protocols so that I could start my suspension when I was going to be out anyway.
I gotcha.
And since David Stern's no longer the commissioner, I can't be retroactively fine.
No, you cannot be. So things are good for you. Your son Cole, we all know him. He's a young blossoming star. He's in North Carolina. Things are good for you, man.
Yeah, things are great. He's really excited, you know, playing for Coach Williams and obviously one of the story programs in college basketball. And I was actually on the phone with Coach Williams this morning. And things are going well, doing conditioning now. They actually open practice, I think, September 28th, which is crazy.
Like the midnight, the kind of thing? Yeah, are you going to go?
I'm not going to be able to. It's basically, I'm going to be celebrating our wedding anniversary, our 10-year wedding anniversary. So we'll be out of the country. But the following weekend, I'll be in Chapel Hill to kind of hang out.
Well, I mean, look, he's matriculated now. He doesn't need your help. He's a grown young man right now.
It is so
true. He doesn't want dad hanging around.
You know what's funny? Like, he now has come back. Like, is it when he was like 15, you had to send out an APB to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Like now, literally, he'll FaceTime almost daily. You know, reach out, just to talk, whatever.
He misses his teammates.
Well, you know what? It's a sign of the relationship. As a dad, it's the best feeling because now when he calls, it used to be if you got a call from a kid, it's like, okay, what do they want?
Mm-hmm.
What do they need?
Yeah.
Now he'll just call out of the blue. Just to shoot the breeze. You know, so it's nice.
That process had to be interesting. You have a son who's following your path in a sense. Mm-hmm. I have a son that's somewhat following my path. He's a junior, and we're starting to think about it, unofficial visits and where he's going to go. What was that like for you, seeing a mini-me?
Yeah,
you
know, it was
come up and do the same thing.
I would call him a maxi-me. He's a hell of a lot better than I was. He really is. You know, it was a lot of fun because it was his choice. So, you know, he never saw me play because, you know, he wasn't born until my 10th year in the league. He's born
that's
in Portland.
Grizzlies? Who were you playing for?
I was with the Blazers.
Oh, the Blazers.
So,
okay, that's
literally
right.
The last team I played for. So he didn't get to see me play. So for him, he got into basketball. He played in, you know, little leagues in New York City, and he didn't show much promise. You know, he played other sports. He's a decent athlete. But when he got to about the fifth, sixth grades, when he started to take it serious, and he started to excel a little bit. And it's just a lot of fun because when he was getting into high school, man, you get emotional, you know, because it's your kid and you're wanting to do it for him. And then eventually, like now, it's at a point now where, okay, he's a man.
Yeah.
So even as a dad, I view him differently when I watch him. You know, we talk as men, you know, I'm not telling him. I'm asking him what he thinks and then he'll ask me what I'm thinking. And so it's a really cool relationship to have with your child. And really blessed. Because for me, I'm a fan. So, like, now I'm a big Carolina Tar Heel guy.
They got nice gear, too.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Sweet gear.
Got the golf bag, the head covers, the whole nine, man. I'm all blued out right now.
You got to be. Greg Anthony's with us in studio.
You just can't take it back to Vegas and play.
No. You know what, though? you see it with a lot of guys that when their kids go on, there's the kids' school becomes their school.
Yeah.
Like, I'm rocking the Carolina. Yeah.
Well, let's face
gear.
It. You really don't want to wear UNLV stuff these days.
Hey, I can't even argue with you.
Jeez,
I can't even argue with you. You're right. I don't want to say they suck.
No, I'm not saying that. They're just not that good.
Even though they do. Unfortunately, I'm not going to say that.
I wouldn't say that.
It's different for me. I was born and raised in Vegas, I grew up a big Tart guy. Yeah. You know, I was with Reggie Theus a couple days ago, who's one of my idols.
The big parade this year. Reggie's a great guy.
And so, you know, it's painful, especially because of what we were able to accomplish, to see it kind of fall off the earth. And that's one thing I talked to my son about. I said, you know, one thing you can be sure of. I said, they were really good before Roy Williams. They'll be really good after. I said, when you're 50, you're going to still be able to take pride. Mm-hmm. Your school will still be relevant
in
terms of basketball. So that's a cool dynamic to have as an athlete.
How we lose to France here? I mean, how in the world do we lose to France?
What's the perception of FIBA around the NBA?
Well, it's important because, one, our game is so much more global. Mm-hmm. I mean, the difference now, when you play international competition, five or six of the guys on that team are going to be NBA guys. Right, so you're going to have that aspect of it. And it also, listen, the reality is, since the original Dream Team, the game has grown. That actually grew the game of basketball. Us losing to France, now it's going to suck in America, mm-hmm. but it'll help the game globally.
The NBA game
the
globally.
NBA game
yeah, but I'm not
globally.
Interested in that.
No, you're
I
not. That's my point. Well, listen, let's be real. There's two other factors. And it's not an excuse. France was a good team. I mean, France... Rudy Gobert is an all-NBA player.
I understand.
Right.
Frank Ntilikina was delivering daggers against
Yeah,
team.
He played well, but that's the thing. You know
Maybe
what?
He's
FIBA,
grown. I mean,
FIBA is
credit,
a lot
man.
Like March Madness. It's a one and done, right?
Yeah.
And on any given night, just like we see in the NBA, when a team that wins 14 games and loses 68, they can beat a good team. So on any given time. And that USA team was not – listen, they had one guy that was considered a top – was an all-NBA player on that roster, and that was Kemba Walker.
Mm-hmm. What about Donovan Mitchell?
He wasn't all NBA.
He's
not
there.
A top 15. I can give you five shooting guards, and I love Donovan.
Let's hear him because I might challenge him.
Bradley Beal.
That's pretty damn close, man. I can't grant you that. Klay Thompson for sure.
James Harden.
Oh, sure, that's two.
And I'd take Devin Booker over him. No, I'll take Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal has been all NBA.
I'm a big Beal fan. You cannot put Booker yet.
Well,
I'll tell you what. You can't do
I would because of their numbers and what they can actually do. Devin Booker's a much better passer. Not much better. I shouldn't say that because he's a better passer, but I would say Donovan's a good passer.
Mm-hmm.
An infinitely better shooter.
He's one of the best shooters in the game. I mean, I like Booker a lot.
He averages more points. He averages more assists. He averages more rebounds.
Will he ever play winning basketball?
Well, you can win.
I'm just asking.
Listen. If he has a good team, he'll win.
Well, how about making the team good?
Well, Donovan Mitchell didn't make Utah good. They were good before Donovan Mitchell got there.
That's fair.
Okay. They were a playoff team before he got there.
Gobert. Yeah,
well,
and
they were a good team. So, like, sometimes you're a byproduct of your circumstance.
Yeah.
You know,
but
so.
But you make it seem like it's not even contestable.
No, well,
like,
what I'm saying, my point.
Saying
well, no. You asked me. I said we didn't have basically a top 15 player on that team. The only guy that made all NBA on that roster was Kemba Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And Kemba Walker still wouldn't be considered one of the three best point guards in the league.
I agree with that.
So when you break it down that way, that roster was not and everyone knew from a basketball analyst standpoint that we would struggle in that tournament.
Yeah.
Talking to Greg Anthony, having a little fun with hoops as we always do. Greg, former NBA point guard, played for the Rebels, analyst. He does it all. TNT is with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Altitude International. I have a house out in Florham Park, New Jersey. I think you need to come make my gym Altitude compressed or whatever the heck it is.
Tell us about this
because, you know, I run marathons these days. And so training at Altitude is one of those things that it's like mythical. If you train at Altitude, you'll be a better runner. Your lung capacity increases. Tell us about, because this is really, really interesting, especially for the like novice or at home or weekend warrior type athlete.
It's fascinating. And Tiki, you can appreciate it being a high level athlete.
Yeah, but the guy next to you can't.
And you know what? You being wait, Brandon, you being a fan of high level athletes, you can appreciate as well. You're a pretty good athlete too. Don't give me that. Yeah. No, but to your point, you know, we've always known, athletes and those involved in the sport, that the ability to train at altitude would only increase not only your productivity, your strength, your conditioning, your ability to recover, also your ability to ward off injury because you're able to basically produce more red blood cells.
Yep.
You know? With this, so now with this technology, we're able to basically bring altitude to you. You're able to basically, if you're at sea level, we can come and literally build a chamber at your facility or your home or whatever. Because I've talked to about three guys who are professional athletes who want to do this in their home for themselves.
Wow.
Because, you know, you think about the dollars that are invested in sports. I was looking at the numbers last night. So if you look at the major four sports, they generate $40 billion a year in revenue. The NCAA, basketball and football, they generate $8 billion.
Yeah, so, bunch of crooks over there.
Yeah, well, but think about it. You would want to be able to protect that investment, right?
Of course.
And so if you can limit injury, increase productivity, and also prolong the career of a top tier. Think about it. If you're the Lakers, wouldn't you love to have LeBron for five or six more years at a high level? You know, that's going to increase the value of your franchise. And so this product now allows you to bring that in-house. And we can fully fit it into any existing structure. You don't have to build, you know, an independent structure. You can basically, we could come in and fit it into this room.
So it's not that's like a technology. Cryotherapy chamber?
No,
it's
no,
like,
no.
It's this not is, like a little capsule.
No, this thing basically, you know, your body produces 80% of the nitrogen and 20% of oxygen. We can take away half that oxygen, which would force your body to then have to produce the red blood cells.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
And once your body is evolved into doing that, that becomes a part of who you are, the fabric of your body. Great Britain, over the last Olympic, they were second in total medals. That tiny country, Great Britain.
Interesting.
It's because they implemented this program into their training.
Are you sure it's not because of steroids? Are we sure?
No. And that's the other thing that's beautiful about this. It's all organic.
It's all natural.
And your body does it.
Yeah.
But it is. It's the same thing. Listen, you know, if you go to you were just in Utah. If you're in Utah, you're in Colorado, you're at altitude, you feel it.
I did.
You feel it. Now, if you stay there for a few weeks, 3-4 weeks, and you train, because it takes about 4 weeks, 2-3 times a day in this process for you to your body to adapt to evolve to where it's producing the mitochondria and also the red blood cells, and so this allows you to do it. And we've already put one in the Miami Dolphins facility. They were
it
the first.
Work, they
no, no, we,
whoa, whoa, whoa. The day.
They just got it. They just got it. So it hasn't been completely implemented.
Okay, good, yeah.
But no, that was the first major pro team. I've had conversations with multiple teams, both from the NFL and mainly from the NBA. But
what's
NCAA
the reaction
as well.
That you get from those
Pretty
guys?
Cool. It's awesome because again, this technology didn't exist, and the science has been there, but you didn't have the ability to take that science to you. You'd have to, you know, everybody can't go train. In Colorado, you know, or in altitude. Now we have the ability to bring altitude to you. And that's what's been so great about this. And so now with the amount of money that these teams spend on their training facilities to be able to bring this in, and it's not – and you can put it in a room that has one of those pools if you want to do the swimming, if you don't want to beat up your joints, treadmills, Stairmasters, all that stuff. You go in, and it's the beauty of it is, and we've talked about this, ultimately you're going to find this in health clubs. Because you basically put 20 minutes a day, 3 times a week, and if you did that for 4 weeks, your body will evolve and it will adapt because it has to.
Yeah,
that's the beauty of this. And again, when you're investing the kind of dollars that we are in these professional athletes, I want to prolong their careers. And we always take you know this. We have a saying, you know, the most important ability is availability.
Yeah, he always says that.
And so that's why this and every you know exec, whether it be in the NBA that I've talked to. The eyes raised. Most of them actually understand and already know it because they have performance teams now, and they're all you know really dedicated to trying to figure out ways to maximize the performance of their athletes. And this is probably, to me, this is going to revolutionize the way people train.
By the way, you're going to stick around another segment.
Absolutely.
Talk about a little
Absolutely.
Kevin Durant. See when Cole's coming back, talk some hoops. But by the way, I can't help but notice the timing. By the time Cole gets to the NBA, he wants to make sure Cole milks every penny. So
yeah,
like,
you know,
I'm going to get this thing ready. Cole's going to make $100 gazillion. Yeah. That's what he's doing. I know you're a hustler, man. You were making stuff when you were at UNLV.
I was a walk-on my senior year. I was All-American walk-on. I'd given my scholarship back because
That's right.
of the company I had started.
It was a licensing church,
We were the first ones to do like you know when you win a championship if you want your Super Bowl you want the official shirt we did that I was the first one to do it back in 1990
and you made enough money to give up your scholarship
I did I was an in-state student too so it wasn't ridiculous I told coach I'll pay my own way and you give that scholarship to another kid
and then talk gave him the rest in case
you
didn't make
yeah I got you know I didn't have to pay any taxes.
Altitude International, we'll get back to some other stuff, NBA on the other side, but that I really really am interested in this.
It's a wild idea.
It's awesome idea.
Very good stuff on that, Greg.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.